From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Bay Area voters will decide a number of measures next week designed to enhance protection of the region's diverse landscapes. Jeremy Madsen is executive director of the Greenbelt Alliance, a San Francisco-based group that advocates for open space. I talked with him yesterday about the unique character of the Bay Area and how this year's ballot proposals might affect it.
Bay Area is about 4.5 million acres total. About 3.5 million of that is what we actually call our green belt, and that ranges from everything from hillsides and rolling hills that are used for ranching to productive farmlands to wildlife habitat to the hiking trails and seashores that we use for recreation. And there's about 1 million acres of the Bay Area's green belt is permanently protected as parks for the most part, and then a large portion of it that kind of hangs in the balance due to land use policy, what a lot of these measures deal with.
Which of these measures strike you as being the most important or potentially having the most impact?
Measure P and Measure T in Napa and Solano counties. These are two of our most agriculturally important counties in the Bay Area. Obviously, Napa gets a lot of credit for being the center for California's wine industry. But Solano County, really is our gateway into the Central Valley, and eastern Solano County in particular, some of the most productive cropland in the Bay Area and even in the state. Together, these two measures, Measure P and Measure T, would provide for county land use policies that will protect roughly 1 million acres of open space in the San Francisco Bay Area and keep these two places in agricultural production, keep Napa County one of the most vibrant and productive tourist destinations in the Bay Area, and allow for Solano County to keep producing food locally, much of it for local consumption.
And I also understand WW is a big measure.
WW is in the East Bay across Alameda and Contra Costa County. And it's a funding measure to support the East Bay Regional Park District, this really a jewel for the Bay Area, a place where you can go from, an urban setting in Oakland or Berkeley and within minutes be in a grove of redwoods. Most other places in the country don't have something like this. Measure WW will help continue to protect the 98,000 acres of the East Bay Regional Park District, add to the East Bay Regional Park District to be able to buy new and important lands for parks, and then also be able to maintain and enhance, provide the trails and the facilities.
Do you think people are going to vote for these measures, given the current economic climate and the need for more affordable housing?
In terms of the economic climate, these measures like Measure WW doesn't add a dollar to anybody's taxes. This is a renewal of an existing assessment in Contra Costa and Alameda counties. Measure P and Measure T in Solano and Napa counties, not a dollar is associated with those. That is just establishing land use policies that doesn't cost the voter a thing. In terms of affordable housing, Greenbelt Alliance is as committed to providing affordable housing and creating vibrant neighborhoods within our cities and towns as we are to protecting open space. And we would not be supporting measures that we thought detracted from our ability to provide affordable housing.
How do these measures tend to do historically? Do people tend to vote for them?
They do. I think these measures have historically been extremely popular with voters. Again, it all gets back to quality of life. That's one of the things that attracts people to the Bay Area is our ability to live in a vibrant urban region with the outdoors at our fingertips.
Jeremy Madsen, thank you.
Thank you.
Jeremy Madsen is executive director of the Greenbelt Alliance. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.